Eating Things on Sticks, written by Anne Fine and read by Tom Lawrence.
The Plan. Challenge accepted.
No, 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 I said. Not Aunt Susan's. Not for a whole week. No, 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 no.
Mum wasn't backing down.
Frankly, she said, I don't believe I have to listen to any complaints from the person who burned our entire house to a crisp.
I had to defend myself.
I did not burn the entire house to a crisp.
I should have kept my mouth shut. Mum waved an arm around what little was left of our kitchen.
Excuse me? Are these walls the cheery colour that they used to be? Or are they black? I don't recall choosing this nice charred wood theme for the cupboards. Is that clean water gushing out of the tap, or some dark dribble of sludge from melted pipes? And aren't we lucky that the sun's still up, because it's not as if when I flick on this light switch anything actually happens? Look, I said for the millionth time. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to forget that I was making that toast. I didn't realise that I'd left that tea towel lying across the grill. And I did not deliberately forget we had a fire blanket. What's to forget? The thing was hanging on the wall in front of you with fire blanket printed across its case in big red letters. You can read, can't you? Yes, I said sullenly. I can read. I just didn't see it, did I? Apparently not. So now, when we try to make arrangements to find you somewhere to stay while the house is full of workmen, perhaps you'll stop whining. I was not whining, I said huffily. I was just saying that I didn't want to stay with Aunt Susan.
Mum ticked our other conversations off on her fingers.
Or with Aunt Miriam and Uncle Geoffrey, or with Great Granny, or with Next Door, or with...
I interrupted her.
Because it's not fair. Ralph gets to go to scout camp. Ralph was booked in to go to scout camp already. More to the point, Ralph is a scout, and you are not.
I threw myself on her mercy.
Mum, please, don't send me to Aunt Susan. I couldn't bear a whole week of her ghastly nature walks and prissy little Titania prancing about in one of her frilly-willy frocks, pretending she's a fairy and singing me one of her...
I did my imitation of my cousin Titania's lisp.
Sweet little thongs. Oh, please don't send me. Please. Harry, there's no one else.
I had an inspiration.
What about Uncle Tristram?
Mum stared.
Tristram? You must be mad. Your Uncle Tristram couldn't look after a cat.
Mum only said it as a figure of speech. Still, it reminded her of poor old Puskins and what happened to him, so her face fell. I stood there sensitively for a moment or two before I said,
But Uncle Tristram could look after me, because I can look after myself. But he won't want you, Mum explained. It's his week off. He'll have arranged to go away with one of his girlfriends.
I could go with them.
I don't think Tristram would agree to that.
He would, I told her confidently, if I asked. Mum laughed.
Feel free to give it a try, because otherwise you'll be off to Aunt Susan's first thing in the morning.
Challenge accepted. Blackmail. Sorry, said Uncle Tristram cheerfully. No can do. Off on my own holes tomorrow.
Where?
Not sure, said Uncle Tristram. Some tiny island, I believe. Only one ferry a day or something. I admit that I wasn't really listening.
Why not?
Because, said Uncle Tristram loftily, my mind was set on other things.
I bet I knew what other things his mind was set on.
So who is she, then?
Never you mind.